consumer calls. And good morning, and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and the phone number to get in is 918-336-1400, and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30. We can talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit, and we'll always talk about community events as well. Now, every day we've been giving you a question you can weigh in on by calling us at 918-336-1400, or you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, have you started Christmas shopping yet? Mine is a hard no. Not yet, but soon. But I'd like to know what you think, what you're doing. And you can let me know by calling 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And with that, I'll be right back.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big when you call 8338-ROCKET today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater. Rates current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KRIG.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you? Hello? Are you there?
I have for sale a new 4-quart slow cooker. It's been used only one time. Mm-hmm. And I'm in Bartlesville. I'd like to have $15 for it. My number is 805-534-3228.
All right, so you have a 4-quart, brand-new slow cooker, never been used, and you live in Bartlesville, and you're selling that today for $15. And 805-534-3228 is the number to call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am looking for some Huffy bike parts, 26-inch, like what they sell out at Walmart, the cruiser style. A little bit bigger type frame stuff. And my phone number is 918-336-5377.
All right, so you're looking for Huffy bicycle parts. 26-inch is what the frame is. It's a cruiser, and cruiser style. 918-336-5377 is the phone number to call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to announce a fundraiser that the local Lions Club is having this weekend. We are having our annual pancake breakfast at our club on 2900 Southeast Tuxedo. It's all you can eat, pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage. There'll be juice, milk, coffee for drinking, and our ticket prices are $6 for adults, and only $3 for children who are 12 years and under. And our fundraiser, of course, the profits from our fundraisers go to our local projects in the community, especially our eyeglasses, helping people with prescription eye exams and prescription glasses.
Okay.
So we'd like to invite everybody out. It's this Saturday, starting at 7:30 in the morning, going till 11 a.m., November 6th. And this is a Lions Pancake Breakfast. We'd love everyone to come out.
And, of course, all the proceeds go to benefit Bartlesville and the people there in Bartlesville, especially the eyeglass campaign. I've seen those all over, and it's a good thing you donate your eyeglasses for people that need them. Fundraiser, Lions Club on Tuxedo Boulevard here in Bartlesville. Pancake breakfast this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till 11. And adult tickets are $6, $3 for 12 and under for children, and it's all you can eat. Profits go to the, like I said, to benefit the people here that are needy in Bartlesville.
Absolutely.
All right.
And if anyone has used eyeglasses they would like to donate, they can come by, drop them off at the building, or they can always use one of our drop-off boxes at Eastland Mall or the Walgreens on South Highway 75. And there's also a number you can call, 918-331-9710, if you have eyeglasses that you want to drop off after hours.
Okay.
Or to rent our community center.
Okay, sure. And use eyeglass depositories are in Eastland Shopping Center and the Walgreens out south of Bartlesville on Highway 75. And informational number, 918-331-9710, for information about that, about the breakfast, and also renting out their facilities.
That's absolutely right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, we appreciate that. Our time now is 9:19. With that, I'll be right back.
Mike Dutcher, the audio-video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio-video doctor.
All right, welcome back to Consumer Calls. Time now to check in with Alan Krohn about our weather.
Our chilly weather pattern sticks around for a while, and then we have improving conditions into the weekend. That's the good news. We'll start to see sunshine, winds picking up out of the south. Saturday's highs mid-60s, Sunday lower 70s. Today, cloudy. The shower's moving out pretty quickly, but we'll stay in the 40s for most of the day. 50 for the daytime high this afternoon. Early tomorrow morning, some of our neighbors near and east of us will flirt with a frost or light freeze. Then a high tomorrow into the mid-50s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Krohn.
Alan, thank you for that weather update. Right now at 9:20, it is 43 degrees out, cloudy, and looking for a high of 50 with a low of 36 this evening. So that's pretty chilly weather. Tomorrow, high of 54 with a low of 34, cloudy skies. And then Friday, partly sunny skies or partly cloudy skies, however you look at it. High of 59 with a low of 34. And then, like he said, sunshine on Saturday, highs of 66, lows of 30, around 39. And then Sunday as well, high of 70 with a low of 45. It'll change, I'm sure. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Time now for our Oklahoma Energy Report. It's a 3-minute report. And then after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Will they or won't they? Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's a waiting game when it comes to what OPEC Plus may do when it comes to upping production, while the betting of late is that the consortium of OPEC members and other oil-producing nations, such as Russia, will keep things as they are, with no new increases in production quotas. Some analysts aren't as sure. They point out that it appears OPEC's largest producer, Saudi Arabia, does have room to increase production, as do some others. OPEC Plus is meeting Thursday on the matter. The leaders of some nations, including President Biden, have been calling on OPEC Plus to raise production while at the same time, ironically, embracing anti-oil policies. The NYMEX December crude contract slipped 0.2% on Tuesday, ending at $83.91 a barrel. The Energy Information Administration's closely watched weekly report on U.S. oil and fuel supplies comes out today. The EIA's weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out tomorrow. Natural gas prices jumped on Tuesday after taking some big hits over recent sessions, with the NYMEX December natural gas contract up almost 7% on the day to $5.55 a million BTUs. The Biden administration is going after the U.S. oil and gas industry in a big way to impress other governments at the climate summit this week, with the president announcing plans to cut methane emissions with, among other things, new EPA rules to crack down on methane emissions from oil and natural gas wells. Among the holdouts at the summit who have refused to sign the deal on methane with other nations, China, Russia, and India, which together account for almost a third of all methane emissions in the world. Russia also has the world's largest reserves of natural gas, and much of Europe is dependent on Russia for critically needed natural gas. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Want a good reason to quit tobacco? We'll give you four. One, think of all the things you can buy with the money you'll save. Two, you'll feel more energized as your heart and lungs heal. Three, you can really enjoy your favorite foods when your taste and smell come back. Four, quitting means more time with loved ones. Shape your future by living tobacco-free. For free help to quit, call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 4th, starting 8 a.m. on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,350 head to be offered, 4,700 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 wean calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Bartlesville High Berlin Football plays on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now FM 95.1. Berlin Football on K1 is brought to you by United Linen and Uniform, Sutterfield Financial Group, Senior Salsa, Cliffs Flooring and Windows, The Patriot Otter Group, Chick-fil-A, Dr. Heath Potter, DDS, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, and Wass Miller Insurance.
Middle, Keaton caught it again. Breaks the tackle to the 10 to the 5, and he's tackled into the end zone. Touchdown, Bartlesville.
Berlin Football on K1 and K1TV.com. Also brought to you by Bartlesville Chrysler, Dodge Jeep, and Ram Truck. Tri-County Tech, American Heritage Bank, and Tate Boys Tire and Service. The Bruins will end their 2021 season at home on Friday night as Choctaw visits Custer Stadium. A 7 o'clock kick and 6:30 pregame on K1.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging, breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered to you on your phone, only on K1 text.
Shop the first Saturday in Pawhuska this Saturday.
Whether it's personal, for office, or an event, you'll want to head to Bartlesville Print Shop. Personalized printing on sports and promotional product, apparel, shirts, hoodies, graphic designing, posters, and banners. Where Pawhuska goes for printing, Bartlesville Print Shop on 2nd and Dewey in Bartlesville.
If you haven't been to Fancy Feathers in Pawhuska lately, it's time to go. Spruce up your door or wall decor with beautiful, fresh Christmas wreaths. Many new Christmas items in at Fancy Feathers. Lots of new jewelry, handmade beaded jewelry, husky apparel, and more. Shop early at Fancy Feathers, West Main in Pawhuska.
Blue Sky Bank, supporting and serving the community with great customer service. Online banking and paying the highest interest rates on checking in Pawhuska. Stop by today. Blue Sky Bank on Kahika in Pawhuska. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Doggone
It is time for a doggone report. On report, we have Mozzie, or Mosey. He's a lost male, little tan pit bull on the Silver Lake Road. Been gone for a little bit. No caller. Please call Kira at 918-332-7671. Toby Keith is a lost male silver and brown Yorkshire Terrier in the Colonial Estates area. He's microchipped. He weighs about 13 pounds. He's 16 years old, recently groomed. He has hearing problems and cataracts. Cute, sweet. Please call Tammy at 636-357-8456. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, though, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Once you do that, you click on the community tab. It'll drop down and click on the doggone link. It'll open up. If you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. It's all free. Click on the submit tab, submit your information. You can even upload a picture. You can still call the office if you'd like at 918-336-1001. Leave your information with one of us and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, that's S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. That is our doggone report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Well, that's going to do it for me today. I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Call, same time, same station. With that, have a beautiful day.
When God established the institution of marriage, He established it to reflect His image and expand His kingdom, and out of that He